The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And tonight, we'll be going up to Boston to visit a pioneering venture philanthropy organization by the name of New Profit. We'll begin with a brief description of what they do, and then you will hear why members of the team find it to be such a special place to work.
New Profit is a venture philanthropy organization. We provide unrestricted funding and strategic support to a portfolio of social entrepreneurs who are really trying to change the systems in which they work. So that covers education, early childhood development, some workforce development, health, criminal justice.
Fundamentally, we think about our portfolio investing differently, and we apply an equity, diversity, and inclusion lens to all of those choices. We think a lot about the meaning of proximity and the reality that a lot of the most powerful insights, not just into how to solve problems, but the assets that are available to solve problems, are in the communities that we're all looking at and funding and you know, identifying leaders in. And so that we've had some really big shifts on the way we think about our own investment selection process, our pipeline. It's changed our staff team. I think we had an espoused commitment to diversity and inclusion from the very beginning, but our ability to really enact it was limited. And I think, again, we have a ways to go. But when I look around the room at New Profit now compared to only a few years ago, it's extraordinary and incredibly moving to me to see how much progress we've been able to make.
When I think about my personal experience coming into New Profit, it was a day-long, intense interview process that was also extremely fun. I ended up having conversations about, you know, really deep intellectual sort of debates about, impact, development, the role of the social sector, colonialism, history of sort of the idea of helping others and how do we make sure that we're doing it well and without harm. I ended up talking about also very personal things and reflecting on myself and how I work and lead. And I think even from that very first day, I realized this was a place that would really challenge me personally, as well as professionally. And so there's something about how we get to the heart of things.
We were going through some materials that I had been preparing for one of our portfolio organizations. It was a deck that I had put together, and she was redlining it. And honestly, the deck was covered with red ink. We use a phrase here sometimes. We say red ink is love, and what that means for us is that, you know, that actually being able to share and provide critique and feedback is what we're doing to help you grow and improve. So she is this was a very loved deck in front of her.
When I think about collaboration and communication at New Profit, there's two words or phrases that come to mind that I think really inform a lot of the work we do. One is we talk about getting curious, and the second is having strong opinions loosely held. And those two frames or ways of thinking about the way we communicate with one another, I think really do lead to more productive relationships and better solutions. It is something that is really core to New Profit. We have, as an organization, invested serious time, energy, resources, people in training, support to enable us to have more productive relationships and conversations with one another. We have literally two full-time staff at an organization of 60 who are focused on helping our team and our broader network and our entrepreneurs build stronger relationships with one another.
You come together and learn tools and frameworks to really think about how, building relationships, managing conflict in a productive way, thinking about how do you, take what you're experiencing in the organization and, think about it in a way that's both productive and then shared across the organization. So there's different kind of shared language that we can use to when, a conflict comes up. We can talk about, we need to, think about where we are in our ladder of inference of, are we really thinking about the data that's underneath the conversations or, are we making assumptions? And it's a really amazing way to learn about these tools, but we also spend a lot of time applying them as a group. So each time we meet, somebody writes a case about something that's happened just recently in the organization about, interaction they had with a colleague or a something that happened, it could be externally of somebody that you're working with that, might be a challenging moment. And you write down kind of what exactly happened verbatim of just sharing and then spend an hour or two really digesting it as a group and working through applying the frameworks and then coming up with solutions of how this person could be kind of better handling a situation like this next time or what they might go do, tomorrow to help to write it. And so it's been a really amazing opportunity to both learn some great tools and frameworks, but also just build a support group internally to work through challenges in real time.
One of the things that we started with in the learning through relationships journey was looking at our sort of behavioral footprint and trying to better understand, not just how do we move in one-off situations at work, but also, what sort of drives the way that you react to things, when you are triggered, when you are caught off guard, when you are upset, when you're dealing with something else that no one has any context on, and really kind of understanding like what are sort of the patterns that you have and how do those influence the way that you interact with people, and then how can you, once you better understand yourself and those things, one, how can you build on tools to better communicate, what you're struggling with, to better, to learn how to be vulnerable, to advocate for yourself and what you need in order to be successful, to advocate for resources that you need to do the work, at the optimal level, and just how to sort of leverage the relationships, leverage the culture that we do have where relationships are so important, how to understand how to better navigate that. I think I've learned a lot about, one, myself, but also how to better understand my colleagues, how to inquire effectively. I've learned that there are good questions that really kind of get to the core of things and not so good questions that kind of can hinder your ability to learn. And through all these tools that we're building on and also the experience of sort of having a cohort space to just share and be open and honest and transparent, it's impacted the work that I'm doing. It's also impacted my personal life and the way that I'm able to communicate with my family and friends.
I think one of the things we do in just even so, whether it's partner meetings, learning with each other, or staff meetings writ large, we're always trying to make sure we're bringing two things. One is, at one point I remember, we used to talk about failing harder, of just like, talk about a time that you failed, and like, let's talk about how you've learned about that. And then talk about something that you're really proud of and excited about. And so we've brought both to staff meetings. We do a lot of, we call them the why lights. So why are you here? Why are you motivated about what you're doing this past period? So we've done those as staff meetings a lot. When we're doing our team meetings well, we often start with what's something that's been irking you recently or really sort of bothering you about the work or a challenge, and what's something that you're just really proud of and excited about.
One of the things that really struck me about that was that one of the terms that kept on coming up or over and over again and was highlighted as a theme was unsatisfied. I say that because we are really, really tenacious about getting to the outcomes that we want to get to. And that lack of satisfaction is actually what drives our urgency and the need to do our work.
Probably my most proudest moment at New Profit was being heralded as the crab walking champion at the Staff Olympics a couple years ago. And so there have been so many moments where the organization has really just encouraged everyone to sort of just pause what they're doing and just come together and just have community and eat food. That's often the thing that brings people together when there's food of some sort. But you also often end up learning a lot, just an observation about people when people are not just focused on the work and they're just kind of focused on connecting and just sort of being together, that for me ends up helping give me insight on how to better relate to folks. And so noticing when people are not like just competitive, but where they get intense and where they draw their energy, like my observations around that actually really helped me kind of better understand people.
I think in some ways the most traditional of things that we do are in some ways the most future oriented, in the sense of paying incredible attention to building capabilities around relationships and communication and empathy and the ability to think strategically and to give feedback and all of those things. So I would hang my hat on those things for the future. At the same time, our ability to adapt and ask hard questions is letting us think about the next generations of entrepreneurial leaders in some really different ways.
Second is a bit more of a on the professional development growth side. And that is, New Profit is a place where there's not a single path to what you're going to do next. And there are many examples of individuals who started as executive assistants within the organization who are now running functions at New Profit, both formally and currently. I've been here 9 years. I've had 4 or 5 different jobs. I've had the same number of different managers. It is a place where you have a chance to explore different opportunities to grow in different ways. And because I do think we have a lot of the deep caring and relationships that people have talked so much about so far, that enables people to really want to invest in someone's professional development and give them opportunities to grow and learn. And so that's one thing that I've just really valued here on the professional development growth kind of trajectory side, is the opportunity to learn in lots of different places, to test new skills, to experiment with new things that you might not have done before. But it really, New Profit can really be a place where you can do that without fear and really benefit from the support that others offer you in coaching to succeed.
I've kind of tried to apply that to the way that we run our team. And I frankly just think that the more I can get out of the way, provide sort of that backbone and foundation of learning for my team, the more that I can get out of the way and let them lead, the better that we're going to do. Talking about the impact and influence and inspiration of our CEO, Vanessa Kirsch, I have never in my career worked with a person like her, and I doubt I ever will again. She is a different type of thinker in a way that has influenced the culture and the growth and evolution and basically everything that happens here. She never looks at a problem in a cut and dry way. She never looks at a person in a cut and dry way. And it's just, I mean, I think part of, as she has said many times, part of this has to do with her being dyslexic and the journey that she's been on to be successful in a world that basically told her when she was young that she had no future. That has driven her as a person and as a leader, I think, in pretty profound ways. And, it forces everyone here to think differently about how to get to the end goal. And that's a really good thing. It's not formulaic here. It's not preordained. It is kind of a beautiful and messy process sometimes to solve problems. That's the way it is.
I would like to thank all those who participated in this piece. Sam Hersteiner, Kim Simon, Amina Femi, Shruti Sarah, Liz Leberman, Kevin Greer, and Adetola Olatunji. To hear this again, read a transcript, or see pictures of the staff and the New Profit offices, simply go to denver-frederick.com.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.